Back inside Olpe High School, Tegan Trahoon, Michael Deeker, as we get set for the nightcap of the evening. It's the Burlingame Lady Bearcats taking on the Lady Indians of St. Paul with a trip to Dodge City on the line. The Olpe Eagles punched their return ticket just a little while ago, defeating Burlingame. The Lady Bearcats would like to end the night on a positive note. Going to get you your starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all their endeavors. For the St. Paul Lady Indians, they'll start off with senior Elise Doherty, junior Sophia Albertini, junior Josie Harris, who led all scorers in the matchup against Olpe last night, senior Claire Bradshaw, and 5'5 senior Emerald Struthers O'Brien round out the starting five for Kaylee Augustine's St. Paul Lady Indians. For the Burlingame Lady Bearcats, coached by Jeff Slater, they will start off with 5'6 junior Isabella Tyson, 5'8 sophomore Kaylin Noonan, 5'6 senior Daylin Winters, who led her team last night, 5'2 freshman Gracie Simmons, and 5'3 senior Kenna Masters. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems, which is all area athletes, best of luck in all their endeavors. Once again, Tegan Trahoon, Michael Deeker here from Olpe High School, the girls' sub-state championship game. Michael, your keys to victory for these two teams.
Well, if you're Jeff Slater, you hope that the slow start that they had yesterday is out of their system. St. Paul got off to an excellent start against Olpe and really had their foot on the gas all game right there. Both teams like to stretch the floor a little bit, not afraid to take threes. Burlingame shot 4 out of 14 from beyond the arc yesterday. St. Paul, 2 out of 11. But here's yesterday in that close contest, that 37-31 victory against Madison, Burlingame only shot 7 out of 20. If it's a close game here this evening, which I expect it will be, they need to knock down those foul shots. Now, these two teams matched up in the sub-state championship in volleyball. Burlingame kind of waxed the Indians. So I think that plays in here. But St. Paul ready to go. They're expecting a physical contest, and it should be a fun one here this evening to wrap up our sub-state coverage.
Burlingame playing in their second straight sub-state championship game. Two nail-biters to advance here after they won it over Lebo last year, won it this year over Madison in what was arguably one of the more physical games either team's seen thus far this year, as players make their way out onto the court for Burlingame. It'll be Kaylin Noonan stepping into the tip-off circle. She'll be joined by Elise Doherty.
Both these teams with identical records, but those records mean nothing. Both of them 18-2. St. Paul losses to Frontenac and Colgan. Burlingame losses to Lebo and Little River.
I do have to correct you on that one, actually. St. Paul 21-2 on the year.
I don't count the byes, Tegan.
Fair enough. Elise Doherty wins it into the backcourt for St. Paul as we are underway here. Lady Indians with control. A near turnover in the front court. A miss on a 5-foot jumper by Emerald Struthers O'Brien leads to the rebound for Kaylin Noonan. Noonan has it poked out of her hands from behind, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Indians, and we are off to a quick start here as we expected. Burlingame going from left to right as we see the action in their road blacks, as Noonan has her shot from the right block rejected. Winters collects the board, fires a three from the top, no good, and we'll get a tie-up for the rebound, and they're actually going to call a foul on Burlingame.
That's tough. I think that's going to go against Kayla Noonan.
It does.
And she had a couple fouls early. Yeah. There's been a couple times where she's gotten in foul trouble, so that she needs to play it safe the rest of the way. Isabella Tyson was also in foul trouble yesterday, and that's an also big proponent to this contest for Jeff Slater and company.
Full court pressure applied by Burlingame on the front end for St. Paul. A three-point shot by Emerald Struthers O'Brien misses. Ball goes into the backcourt on the rebound attempt. They're going to call it over and back, as it was actually a missed pass. Struthers O'Brien doing her best to track it down. Can't get to it. 0-0 thus far to start this sub-state championship matchup between Burlingame and St. Paul. Burlingame with possession now. Into the front court with it is Kaylin Noonan. Burlingame going from left to right as we see the action. Pocket picked by Struthers O'Brien. She goes down the other way and double dribbles in process. another turnover for St. Paul.
It kind of caught her on her hip. She was trying to transition from left to right, and when she went from the left, she kind of caught that left hip. And a turnover back to the Burlingame. Both teams still trying to figure things out offensively.
St. Paul in their home whites with crimson letters and numbers. St. Paul across the chest. Burlingame again in their road blacks with Burlingame across the chest as Noonan fires a floater in the lane. That's no good off the backboard. Rebound collected by Josie Harris.
St. Paul looking for consecutive trips to the state tournament. They lost to eventual state champion Central Plains last year.
European Pro step in the lane, finds no net for Elise Doherty. Now another steal on the Burlingame in from behind by Josie Harris. Harris led her team last night as a three on the way from Elise Doherty is off the mark. Noonan again picks up the board for Burlingame. Goes right side to Kenna Masters up top. Gracie Simmons three on the way. That rims out. Rebound put back by Kayla Noonan is rejected by Albertini. And we're still scoreless. 6:09 left to go in this opening quarter.
Yeah, both teams 0 for 4 from the floor.
St. Paul with possession. Harris, right side jumper, no good. Inside the lane, board collected by Gracie Simmons. Over 2 minutes gone. Neither team finding points in this first quarter.
As we mentioned, Burlingame looking for their first ever state tournament appearance. St. Paul would be their 12th appearance. That's the most all-time out of the Three Rivers League of their like opponents.
Caitlin Noonan overshoots the rim on a right block jumper. Rebound goes to Struthers O'Brien. Takes it the opposite direction. Layup is good and one. Hanging it off the right side. And with 5:31 left to go in the first quarter, St. Paul takes an early lead, 2-0, one to go on the old-fashioned three-point play by Struthers O'Brien. Coming into the lineup for Burlingame will be Alexandra Crook, the 5'11 junior, replacing Kaylin Noonan. And it looked like Noonan maybe took a bit of a fall on that last shot attempt. Coach Slater wanting to talk it over. Extra point is good by Struthers O'Brien. It's a 3-0 lead for St. Paul. Burlingame now back on the offensive in the hands of Isabella Tyson. Top of the key goes left side to Gracie Simmons. Simmons up top to Kenna Masters. Masters gets cut off by Albertini, but able to get the pass to Tyson right wing. Up top again now to Daylen Winters. Winters starts the dribble, goes left side to Masters. Masters, nice move around Albertini, gets fouled on her shot attempt at the left block. And she'll go to the line for two to pull her team back within one. The foul is going to go against Sophia Albertini. That's her first, team's first. Masters at the line. Puts up the first. It's a high-arching shot that hits back iron, and that's it. We've seen these kinds of games come down to the wire, and free throws make the difference. Burlingame thus far, 0-for-1. Puts up the second, gets it. Masters puts Burlingame on the scoreboard with just over 3 minutes gone. Just under 3 minutes gone, I should say. St. Paul back on the attack. Full court pressure by Burlingame. They get it into the front court. Now on the lane, Elise Doherty mishandles a pass. But Daylen Winters gets a hand on it, goes out of bounds.
And that's something with Burlingame, kind of a slow start shooting 0 for 6 from the field. Obviously, that made free throw allowed them to get into that full court pressure. And that's something that they kind of struggled with in that first half against Madison that allowed Madison to kind of get out to that lead because they really hang their hat on that full court pressure.
Gracie Simmons takes the seat. Back in comes Noonan. And we will get a 5-second call on the inbound attempt by Elise Doherty. Good pressure by Burlingame to take away the options. They force an important turnover. That will be the third for St. Paul. Just two for Burlingame as Daylen Winters takes her time, bringing it up across half court. She matches up with Josie Harris. Harris, a few pokes at the ball, almost knocks it free, and she'll finally get called for being a little too close for comfort on Winters. That will be Harris's first, team second. Kenna Masters will inbound from just off the left side of the St. Paul bench. 4:45 remaining in the opening quarter. Masters goes to Winters near half court. Now to the top of the key. Winters again being guarded by Harris. Goes to Masters. Right wing. She gets tripped up by Albertini. And Sophia Albertini, the junior, will pick up her second foul of the evening as Chloe Seamy the junior, comes in to replace Emerald Struthers O'Brien for St. Paul. Kenna Masters to inbound in front of the St. Paul bench yet again. Goes to Winters near half court once again. Up top now to Alexandra Crook. Left side to Isabel Tyson. Circles to the top of the key. Goes to Masters, right wing. Dribbles inside the arc. Kicks it back up top to Crook. Left side to Winters, who gets plowed to the floor by Josie Harris. Going for the ball, got nothing but Winters. That's her second, team's fourth.
That's big.
So that's big.
She'll have to probably sit the rest of the quarter.
Yeah, Harris and Albertini both with two fouls, and they'll both come out.
Harris led St. Paul in scoring with 18 last night.
Kenna Doherty comes into the lineup, and she'll be joined by Struthers O'Brien, who's back in. Noonan has it now, left wing, goes up top to Masters, right side to Tyson. Down low, right block. Noonan outweights the defense, but can't hit the bunny right side. Saves it in bounds, but she saves it right into the hands of Kenna Doherty of St. Paul. The Lady Indians back on the attack. 4 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. 3-1 the lead for St. Paul in this girls' 1A Division I sub-state championship. Up top for St. Paul, Claire Bradshaw. Bradshaw, the senior. Tried to go right side to Kenna Doherty. It goes out of bounds instead into the hands of one Ron Slaymaker. That's the fourth turnover for St. Paul, as Coach Slay shows he's still got some hands. 3:40 left to go here in the opening quarter. Masters brings it up across half court for Burlingame. Now into the hands of Gracie Simmons, top of the key. To Daylen Winters, right block to Kayla Noonan. Shoots over the top of Elise Doherty, but also shoots over the top of the rim. It goes to St. Paul on the rebound. Winters dives for an errant pass, and she'll leave. Struthers O'Brien open for the three from the left wing, makes it 6-1.
Struthers O'Brien had both of their threes last night. So yep. They can't leave, you know, obviously Winters going all out for that steal, but you can't leave her wide open.
Right side, Winters fakes the three, dribbles in, 19-footer is no good, right side. Rebound goes to Noonan, tries to hang it off the right side, she misses yet again, rebound to Elise Doherty.
Burlingame 0 for 10 from the field to begin the ball game. Oof. 0 for 8 from down low, 0 for 2 from beyond.
It's 6-1 St. Paul, 2:45 remaining in the first. Right side into the hands of Struthers O'Brien. She'll hand off to Doherty. Circling back to the top of the key, being matched up with Kaylin Noonan of Burlingame. Goes left side to Claire Bradshaw. Bradshaw loses the handle in the lane. It's picked up by Noonan in the hands of Daylen Winters. Winters down the other way. Gets cut off by Simi. Goes to Gracie Simmons. Top of the key, three is good! Gracie Simmons cuts the lead to two. We're going to get a full timeout taken by St. Paul as it's 6-4. St. Paul leading Burlingame. A huge three by Gracie Simmons gives her team a bit of life here. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout, come back with the conclusion of the first quarter of action. You're listening to Sub-State Championship Basketball action on Country 101.7 FM.
Burlingame Playoff Basketball brought to you in part by Santa Fe Trail Collision Center, providing towing, free estimates, insurance claims beginning to end, bodywork, and glass repairs. Customer service is their priority. And Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat strong.
6-4 is the lead for St. Paul after a huge three-pointer by Gracie Simmons brought some life back to the Burlingame bench. They trailed it 6-1. They were 0-10, or I should say 0-8 from the field to start this ball game. First three-pointer to fall for them after two attempts previously. Didn't find pay dirt. 2:16 remains in the first quarter. Tegan Sharoon, Michael Deeker here from Olpe in the girls' 1A Division I sub-state championship game. Left side, three on the way from Struthers O'Brien, hits the top of the backboard. And that will be an automatic rebound for Burlingame. So a chance to either tie or take the lead here with 2:08 remaining in the first quarter.
That was a huge three there on the previous possession to kind of break the ice for the Bearcats. They're going to look to build on that momentum. I'm sure that's what Coach Augustine was seeing or sensing when she called that timeout.
Isabella Tyson has it right side for the Lady Bearcats, and we will get an offensive foul away from the ball. It looks like that's going to go against Kenna Masters. No, actually, they're going to say that one's on Alexander Crook.
Yeah, they did an elevator screen right there between Masters and Crook, and looked like Crook did not have her feet set as she was the second one in that screen set.
Minute 50 remaining here in the opening quarter. 6-4 the lead for St. Paul. Up top with it now for the Lady Indians is Claire Bradshaw. Bradshaw trying to get the offense set as she matches up with Crook. Now to the hands of Struthers O'Brien. Elise Doherty to Chloe Seamy, left wing, right side, Bradshaw loaded up the three, didn't take it, goes to Struthers O'Brien, she'll drive inside, kick it back up top, Seamy, three on the way is good, drains it. Nothing but net there by Chloe Seamy, puts the lead back to 5. Kenna Masters gets it into the front court for Burlingame to Alexandra Crook, left side back to Masters, near the far sideline. Masters travels. She had about 5 plans in mind and couldn't make up her mind on which one to do and took the extra step. That will be the 4th turnover for Burlingame this ball game. Minute 1 remaining here in the opening quarter. St. Paul with possession, leading 9-4. Bringing it across half court for St. Paul is Struthers O'Brien trying to shake off Dalen Winters. Goes right block to Elise Doherty, who will knock down the 5-foot jumper. And things are starting to get out of hand here for Burlingame. They now trail it 11-4.
You know, but they trailed by as many as 11 points in that contest last night before finding rhythm. So
that's true.
A 7-point deficit's nothing to this team.
Kaylin Noonan on the baseline fires up a shot. She won't get it, but she is going to the line for 2 as she was tapped on the wrist. See who they award this one to. It's going to be Elise Doherty, the senior. That'll be her first, team's 5th.
Indians doing an excellent job of limiting Kaylin Noonan down low. They are doubling, tripling team, everything right there whenever she touches the ball on the post.
Noonan puts up the first one. It hits the front of the rim and falls away. Kaylin Noonan, a chance to pull her team back within 6 as they trail 11-4 with 30.8 remaining in the first quarter. Puts up the second one. That one had a little more length on it, but it still won't hit the mark. Rebound goes to St. Paul. Other side, Doherty overshoots the rim on the left block jumper, and we will get a foul on St. Paul on the rebound attempt. See who this one goes against. That's going on Kenna Doherty, the junior. That's her first, team 6. So Burlingame will be in the bonus on the next foul for the rest of this first half with 22 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Tyson, top of the key for Burlingame. Gracie Simmons, now right side, Kenna Masters, 15 seconds. Noonan again, trying that jump shot from the right block, gets fouled once again, so she's going back to the line. She is 0-2 thus far. Overall, Burlingame is just 1-4 from the line. 13.2 remaining in the opening quarter. Noonan sets, puts up the first. That's short yet again.
1 out of 5 from the line.
0-3 is Noonan. She's just shorting it every time. Needs to get a little more oomph in this one. Puts that up, and it's short as well. Rebound goes to Struthers O'Brien of St. Paul. 9 seconds remain in the first quarter. Wide open, right side. Seamy goes up top to Doherty. Now left side to Bradshaw. Bradshaw will not get a shot off before time expires here in the first quarter. As at the end of 1, St. Paul leads it 11-4 over Burlingame as they're looking to advance on to the state tournament. We will take a quick break, come back, and have second quarter action. You're listening to the girls' championship matchup of the 1A Division 1 sub-state tournament here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Burlingame playoff basketball brought to you in part by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all your banking needs. Member FDIC, proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. and the Hinkson Ranch. Proudly supporting area athletics and hoping to see you March 15th for the annual Bull Female Sale out at the ranch. Visit HinkstonAngus.com for more information.
Second quarter action upcoming here from Olpe High School in the girls 1A Division 1 sub-state championship matchup. St. Paul leads Burlingame 11-4. They opened the scoring and blanketed Burlingame for much of that first quarter, as they actually led it 6-1 at one point before a big three by Gracie Simmons, but that was the last time that Burlingame has fouled.
Yeah, Burlingame went out of 13 from the field in that first quarter, went out of 6 from the foul line.
Gracie Simmons on the right block. Goes up top to Kaylin Noonan, foul line now. Throws it to Simmons back just inside the right wing. Up top to Kenna Masters, back to Simmons right wing. Up top to Noonan. Now to Isabella Tyson, circles around. Right elbow to Simmons. Back up top to Tyson, back to Simmons at the top. Burlingame out of sorts here. Noonan now. Left side to Masters, circles around. Foul line jumper on the way. It's good. Kenna Masters has three on the night. It's 11-6 now, a five-point difference. 7:05 left to go in the half. Left side, Bradshaw dribbles just inside the arc. Let's go the jumper. That's no good. Rebound goes to Daylen Winters. She'll lead the charge the other way. Left side, Masters. Left block to Noonan. Leaves it short under the basket. Rebound picked up by Sophia Albertini. Tic-tac-toe passing play on the other end leads to a turnover in favor of Burlingame. Winters, opposite side, drains a 19-footer. Daylen Winters pulls her team within three. It's a 4-0 run to start the second quarter for Burlingame. They want to extend it here. 6:17 remaining in the half. Up top with it for St. Paul. Sophia Albertini, the junior, drives around Kenna Masters. Daylen Winters, let's go the jumper from the right block. That's no good. Rebound fought for.
Whoa,
wait a minute, wait a minute. Chuck Seidel is going to say that St. Paul regained possession on the out of bounds, but it was last touched by St. Paul. That's what Coach Slater is telling him. It will not change his mind, and the Burlingame faithful not pleased with that call. I can't argue with them. Off the inbound, Struthers O'Brien misses the right block jumper. Put back is no good by Albertini. Rebound won by Kaylin Noonan. And then her pocket is picked from behind by Josie Harris. 5:50 remaining in the half. St. Paul back in the possession. Turnover for turnover. Elise Doherty bumps Noonan to the ground. A 34-footer on the way from Josie Harris is long. Noonan gets the loose ball, gets knocked down in the lane on the Burlingame end. Possession still with the Bearcats as Daylen Winters has it at the top, letting her offense get set.
We mentioned it was going to be a physical game,
very
but
physical.
I don't think we anticipated this much.
I'm going to quote him again. Jim Ross said it best. It's bowling shoe ugly, but that's what you got to do if you want to go to state. Daylen Winters, three on the way is long from the right side, and we're going to get a push on the rebound attempt. That's going to go against Burlingame. So St. Paul will regain possession. Jeff Slater is frustrated to say the least.
The second one on Kaylin.
That is Kaylin Noonan's second. You are correct. Team's fourth.
He told Noonan as she goes to the bench, you can't do that. That's your second foul.
Yeah.
Completely had you boxed out. You cannot fight that aggressively coming over the back the way they've been calling this game.
Well, thus far, Burlingame does have the momentum. They trail by three as a three is on the way by Bradshaw. No good. And then Elise Doherty will pick up her second foul for an over-the-back on the rebound attempt. It's one-and-one opportunity time for Burlingame, as that's the eighth team foul for St. Paul. We mentioned it. Burlingame is in the bonus the remainder of this first half. 5 minutes remaining.
Coach Augustine's got a slew of players with two fouls apiece.
Doherty, Albertini, and Harris.
Yes.
As Gracie Simmons is long on the front end of the 1-1, and the shooting woes continue from the foul line for the Lady Bearcats. Struthers O'Brien launches a three over the top. Kenna Masters is down in the lane, and she gets landed on by Josie Harris. She's grabbing her right ankle. Oh, folks, it doesn't look good. We're going to go ahead and step aside for just a moment as the officials and Coach Slater attend to Kenna Masters. It's 11-8 St. Paul leading Burlingame, 4:48 left to go in the first half. You're listening to coverage of the Opie 1A Division 1 Sub-State Championship on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
At Express Tire and Auto, your tire pros, they love the drive. They know it's not just about horsepower and cargo capacity. It's about the miles driven, the time shared, and the songs sung. Express Tire and Auto will keep you on the road with a full lineup of Continental and General tires with the right wheels and lift kits to show them off. With Express Tire and Auto by your side, you can continue to explore the unfamiliar. Visit them online today. Express Tire and Auto, your tire pros. Love the drive.
Kenna Masters goes to the bench for Burlingame. She appears to be okay after going down in the lane on a very physical possession by St. Paul that leads to a foul. And
they call that on Isabella Tyson.
That will be Tyson's first. Josie Harris at the line shooting two, makes the first and the second, reestablishes the lead back to five.
St. Paul 3-for-3 from the foul line.
Harris has four thus far on the night. Gracie Simmons, left wing with it for Burlingame. Right side to Daylen Winters, being guarded by Struthers O'Brien. She'll drive, and a foul will be called on Struthers O'Brien. That will be her first, team's ninth, and 1-1 time again. This time for Daylen Winters as Kenna Doherty checks in to the lineup for St. Paul, taking a seat as Struthers O'Brien.
No, they're going to call. What?
Wait.
No.
There's a confusion. A little
there
confusion.
It is. Chuck called it on. He called it on Elisa Doherty, but it was nowhere close.
No. Winters puts up the front end of the 1-1. That falls away.
Good Lord.
Daylen Winters. Now, only one shot from the free throw line has fallen for.
But fortunate for Burlingame, that rebound went out of bounds, so they're able to maintain the possession at least.
Well, at least Doherty will take a seat. I guess they're going to keep the three fouls on her.
I guess so.
She was nowhere around for that, but nonetheless, three-pointer on the way. It's good! Daylen Winters makes up for the miss on the 1-1. Pulls her team within two, the closest they've been thus far in the first half. It's 13-11. St. Paul back on the attack. 4:09 left to go. Chloe Seamy throws it left side to Josie Harris. Back to Seamy at the top of the left wing. Now up top to Kenna Doherty. It's stolen away by Daylen Winters. Pull up jumper. 10 feet out is no good. Rebound won by Kaylin Noonan. Now into the hands of Emma Tyson. And we'll get a timeout taken by Coach Jeff Slater.
30-second timeout.
We'll keep it right here. 13-11, the lead for St. Paul. Burlingame refuses to go away, and it looks like we might be in for another close one here. As Burlingame, they've had to battle quite a bit here the last few nights. Kenna Masters coming out. She's got some ice for that right ankle. She looks to be walking all right. Might see her come back in here momentarily. If Kenna can't go, that's a big loss here for Burlingame. She's one of their key players.
It is. I just read the lips there by Darren Lee. He asked her, are you all right? And she kind of shook her head yes. So I think that she's going to give it a go here later on.
Well, you know, we've gotten to know Kenna pretty well throughout her career. You know, the 5'3 senior. I hate to say it like this. Even if she wasn't 100%, she's not going to tell anybody that because she is a fighter. She's going to go no matter what it takes. Alexandra Crook tries to inbound it from in front of the scorer's table. It goes off the foot of Sophia Albertini and out of bounds. So now, right in our view line, Kaylin Noonan will try and throw it in. She needs help. Gets Daylen Winters in the backcourt. Threw it in the double coverage. Left side, Gracie Simmons loads up the three. That's long. Rebound is won by St. Paul, and a foul coming for Burlingame. That's going to go against Isabella Tyson. That's her second. So now Tyson and Noonan both with two fouls, one for Alexandra Crook. 13-11 the lead for St. Paul as they're back on the offensive with 3:33 left to go in the first half. They have yet to trail in this ball game. Burlingame, as you can tell from that, has yet to lead. Five-footer misses the basket as Kaylin Noonan gets crushed under a sea of white jerseys.
She came down hard on her head on
she
that
did.
Rebound. They just called it a jump ball.
Slater is irate. This is the second time that a Burlingame player has ended up on the bottom of a pile on a rebound attempt. At least Doherty fires up a jumper off the catch and shoot. They're going to call a foul there.
I think that's going to be go against Noonan.
That will go against Daylen Winters.
Yeah, that's fortunate right there.
That's her first, team's seventh, so both teams in the bonus the rest of the way.
Winters
they're actually
going
to be her second. Sorry about that. I thought my math didn't make sense for a minute there. As Doherty will miss on the first of two.
First miss at the foul line this evening for the Indians.
Much to the pleasure, I'm sure, of Coach Slater. 3:21 remaining as Doherty will miss on the second. Rebound will go to Struthers O'Brien. She goes up top to Albertini. Right side, Struthers O'Brien, three, sinks it.
Second time she's been wide open.
Yep.
She's going to convert because she's given that much space.
That's her third, or her second three of the night. Third for the team. Struthers O'Brien has nine. Lead back to five, 16-11. Alexandra Crook goes right side to Daylen Winters. Up top to Kaylin Noonan at the foul line. Just inside the right wing. Misses on the shot to Gracie Simmons. Putback is good by Alexandra Crook. We're back to a three-point ball game. 16-13. St. Paul leads at 2:39 left to go in the first half. Across half court comes Albertini. Goes to Josie Harris. Mishandles the pass. Didn't see it coming. Matches up with Isabella Tyson. Now throws it right side to Chloe Simi. Simi goes right block. Bounce pass in the lane. Off the glass and in. It's good by Elise Doherty from 4 feet. That's Doherty's first points of the second half. Again the lead to five. 18-13. 2:10 left to go in the first half. Bearcats looking to answer. Noonan right block. Shoots over the top of Josie Harris and gets tapped on the wrist. Well, Noonan has not made a shot from that post position yet tonight, but she's been fouled at least four times. The problem is she has not converted on any of the trips to the line.
Yeah, overall, Burlingame only 1 out of 8 from the foul line, but that's another big foul there. Harris picking up her third foul of the contest, so she'll most likely have to sit the rest of the half.
Noonan puts up the first. That one will fall through. A reverse broadcaster's jinx. Lead down to four now as Kenna Masters getting set to check back in.
But give credit to St. Paul. They are collapsing on Noonan every time she touches the ball, not really making anything easy for her.
Noonan puts up the second. First successful trip to the line for the sophomore, Kayla Noonan, as she'll take a seat, being replaced by Kenna Masters, who appears to be back at full strength here after coming down hard on that right ankle earlier in the ball game. We'll get a timeout taken by Coach Augustine of St. Paul with 2:01 remaining in this first half. That will be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Mike, Burlingame came out slow once again. They're paying for it here as they trailed the entirety of this second half. They've trailed by as many, I believe, as seven, if my memory serves me correctly. They've been as close as two, but they can't seem to get past five.
Yeah, they're still, you know, I think it's just that defense, that pressure, that on-the-ball pressure that St. Paul is presenting on every single possession. They're a very fast team too. I mean, one of the fastest teams that we've seen that's able to match the quickness of Burlingame. So they're just kind of giving them a little bit of fits here. But you know, they're fortunate. It's a 3-point, one possession ball game here right before the half, and they had a big run to conclude the first half yesterday. Look for them to do the same here this evening.
Struthers O'Brien to Chloe Seamy, right block in the St. Paul end. Now left corner into the hands of Kenna Doherty. Back to Elise Doherty, left block, being guarded by Gracie Simmons. Goes baseline over the top of Isabella Tyson. She knocks it down. Lead now out to seven. Out to five, sorry. Back to five. 20-15. And if you didn't believe I wasn't good at math, right there. Daylen Winters fires a three from the right wing. It's no good. Rebound goes to Kenna Masters. Still with Burlingame. Minute 13 remaining in the first half. Gracie Simmons. Now right side to Isabella Tyson. Up top to Winters. Winters. Winters, her knee buckled.
And that's that knee that she's been kind of hurt on all season.
Left wing three is short by Kenna Masters with under a minute to go here in the opening half.
You almost hear the air go out of the Burlingame faithful, too.
It went out of me, too. Right wing three by Elise Doherty is over the top. 45 seconds remain. Rebound goes to Isabel Tyson. Now to Daylen Winters across half court to Kenna Masters to Gracie Simmons at the top. Pump fakes. Thought about the three. She'll go to Tyson. Foul line to Alexander Crook. Now left side to Kenna Masters. Masters gets a hip check by Kenna Doherty. No foul called. Now to Winters with 22 seconds remaining. In the lane, fires a jumper. That's no good, but she'll go to the line for two with 20.6 remaining.
She grimaced there, you know, that last possession, but she appears to be all right. Nice dribble drive there by the senior, Daylen Winters.
As somebody who's had some knee issues of his own, you know, I understand that sometimes you just get a little pop there, and it can be a little frightening, but it turns out to be nothing too major, so I think that might have just been what it was. 10th team foul here for St. Paul. That'll be the first for Chloe Seamy as Daylen Winters misses on the first of two.
3 out of 11 here in the half.
That's going to be a big talking point in the locker room by Coach Slater. You got to believe that. Winters can cut it to four here with 20.6 remaining. Puts it up. It's good. Winters now has 6 points as 19 seconds remain. I think St. Paul's going to hold for our last shot here. They lead it 20-16 in this girls 1A Division I sub-state championship. Struthers O'Brien, right wing, Seamy overshoots the three on the right side. Jump ball is the call. Possession arrow. It's going to Burlingame with 5 seconds exactly remaining.
They got time.
No real press here yet by St. Paul as Winters hustling across half court, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They're not going to get a shot off.
Oh, they're gonna, she does.
Wait
she
a minute.
Gets fouled.
She gets fouled on the three-point attempt.
Man, that can't have that.
That's huge. Mm.
That's at the buzzer, too.
That is. So Winters will stay out on the court.
So just like they concluded the first half last night against Madison, they had foul shots. Basically, you know, I guess it was 1.2 seconds on the clock.
Yep.
But Daylen at the line by herself.
She needs these. See if she can turn around. Puts up the first. Good. Two more coming. It's a 3-point difference. Has the opportunity to pull her team within one. Here comes the second. It is good. She's made her last three in a row. See if she can make it 4 for 4 here. 20-18 now, the difference. Puts up the final shot. Good!
Huge, huge. That's going to be a huge momentum
Massive.
Shift heading into the halftime locker room.
At the half, St. Paul leads it 20-19 over Burlingame. We will take a quick break, get into halftime coverage, give you some halftime stats and analysis, and talk with Olpe head coach Chris Schmidt as his team advances on to the state championship tournament next week. Get his thoughts on that victory. And again, halftime stats and analysis coming. You're listening to coverage of the Olpe 1A Division I sub-state championships here on Country 101.7 FM.